Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
You need to work on yourself. If you just try to be pampered, and if you're trying to be soft, and if you're trying to be the victim and all this stuff, you're not going to go anywhere. We need to get stronger. We need to get ballsier. We need to get tougher. We need to not be afraid of failure. We got to go and do the work. We got to face adversity. Adversity breeds character. It's strength and fighting and resistance. It does not only make the muscle grow, but it makes also your head grow, makes you a stronger person. We have to be willing to go through hardship, through suffering, through pain, through crying periods, all of that stuff. Don't shy away from any of that because it just makes you stronger.
The reason you feel like shit is because you're not proud of yourself. You have to be proud of yourself, bro. And to be proud of yourself, you have to accomplish things. And that starts with little bitty things. That could start with making your bed, brushing your teeth, eating the right food, getting some workout in, getting out in the sunshine and moving around. These are little wins that start making you believe in yourself over the course of time. And if you don't want to feel like shit, bro, start doing something that you're proud of yourself for doing. It's very simple, dude. You're not going to sit there and zen your way into success, dude. I'm sorry. It's just not going to happen. Unless you're one of the leaders of it. You know what I'm saying?
When you're in the car, turn off that motherfucking radio. Be in your thoughts. Ask yourself, why is it that you do what you do? Ask yourself, why do you wake up in the morning and do what you do? Why is it that you pursue the goals and the dreams that you pursue? Have these conversations. Be comfortable in your own skin. If you're uncomfortable, ask yourself, why is it that you're experiencing these things? Ask, why is it that you are in a situation where you don't like to be by yourself? Because if you are with yourself, it doesn't mean you have to be lonely. You don't need other people. Because when you're on your deathbed, dude, nobody's going to be there. It's just you, yourself, figuring out, did I live a successful life? Mm-hmm. Did I do what I say I was going to do? You can't point fingers. You can't say, oh, because this person said this or this person said that. No. You're fully accountable for your life. And when it's all said and done, it's all up to you. So why not live that way?
You need to understand why you're doing what you're doing. What is the long-term benefit of this mission that you have? Why are you doing it? That has to be solid. Because if the reason why isn't strong enough, it's not going to carry you through the challenges that you are going to face in the future. So when you write down your mission of this goal that you have to go through, you know, who, what, when, where, how, and why, and make sure that the why is the strongest thing. Because you might have to adapt on how you do something.
Yeah.
Because you might come into some obstacle that you didn't expect, and it's really easy to say, well, I didn't expect this, and throw the mission away. Yeah. Whereas you say, wait a second, why did I need to do this? Oh, yeah, because it's going to improve these various aspects of my life.
Yeah. I say, pay the price today so you can pay any price tomorrow. Mm. And the winners all say this, man, discipline, man, over motivation. Discipline, discipline, man. Show up when your eyes are bleeding. Show up when you don't want to show up. Show up when it hurts. Show up when you're winning. Fucking show up again. You know, show up when you're 50 points ahead and put another 7 points on the board.
Just keep laying it on them.
Keep crushing so that you know, okay, I can crush everything. And there's no slow in me. There's no stop in me. You're like, it's not for the public, right? It's not to be mean.
Be impatient towards the good things. Be impatient towards doing the good things every single day. Be impatient towards waking up and going to the gym. Be impatient to get on your sales calls and close those clients. Be impatient to pick up that book and read. Instead of being impatient about the results, be impatient about the input. Because you can't control the output. You can control how many seeds you plant. You can't figure out which seed is going to grow and how many apples are going to come from that apple tree. You can't control that. You can't control the day you're going to become a millionaire. If you say, I'm going to become a millionaire in 1 year, good luck, motherfucker, because if that year rolls around and you're not a millionaire, you're going to feel like shit. You're going to feel unsuccessful. But if you're like, my success is determined by my input and not my output, dude, be impatient as a motherfucker. Getting that input, grinding, understanding that money, success is a lagging indicator. So hustle, do what you have to do on the input, and then let by natural law, which is a principle that applies to the universe, right? Action causes reaction. Input causes output. Focus on what you can control. Be impatient about becoming great, and the rest will play out.
If you have something you want to do, if you believe in it, go for it. Don't worry about whether you succeed or not. Go out and take the swing. And if, guess what? If you strike out, if you fail, just go back again. And I know some people are going to say, oh, well, he's really successful now, so it's easy to say. But I got to tell you something. I've seen death in its eyes. You know, I've almost gone bankrupt multiple times. You know, I've had epic failures, and every one of those led me to be better in what I do.
If you're at home and it's Valentine's Day and you're sad, etc., good. Good. You're lucky and you're blessed. You need that mental reframe. And it's amazing how powerful a mental reframe can be. I think a lot of people even underestimate that the exact same scenario with a complete different reframe of it can change the outcome and all the lessons you learn from it. When bad things happen to me, my first answer is good. I've trained myself. This has happened. Good. Good. It's supposed to happen. Good. And that's the ultimate reframe. Because if you're going to sit there and go, oh, why me? I don't know. Marcel, you can tell me. Has anyone actually ever truly given a fuck enough to fix your life besides yourself?
No.
They're not going to, bro. They're not going to. You got to do it yourself. You need all these bad things to happen to you, and you have to use them as fuel. And if you get your life in order, you'd be amazed how easy life can be. And
you just do the work and you get there. The human mind, the human body, the human psyche is so pliable. You can literally become anyone and anything. Multiply that over time and experience and don't quit even when it sucks. But I share this because the doubt of 1,000 people on me is less dangerous than if I had self-doubt.
Most people do not give a fuck about you, okay? You're going to realize this one way or the other along the way in life. Most people you know right now in your life do not give a flying about you. They might be your friend. They might be cool to hang out with. They might be cool to go to dinner with. You might go on vacation with them even. At the end of the day, your life falls apart. Those are not going to be there. They are not going to be there for you. All right? You might have two or three people in your life, if you're lucky, that you can count on if shit goes wrong. Okay? And most of us spend our entire lives making decisions around what these people who do not give a fuck about us actually think about what it is we're doing. So reconcile that in your brain. We live our entire lives surrounded by people that don't give a shit about us, and we make our decisions based upon what we're gonna do, what we're gonna create, and who we're gonna become on the opinions of people that probably won't be in our life in 5 to 10 years. So we get scared they're going to make fun of us. We get scared they're going to laugh. We get scared they're going to criticize. And so we do nothing. We just hang out with them and do the same shit. And then we waste all this time and all this opportunity and leave all this potential on the table for people's opinions that aren't even relevant to us. And if your life were to take a shit, they wouldn't be there to help you. So you've got to stop making decisions. And I'm talking to this man right here. You've got to stop making decisions based upon the opinions of your friends and family. And you have to start making decisions based upon what's going to be right for you, not just today, but in 10 and 20 years from now.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.